Good afternoon and welcome. You are listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro-FM, Chilliqua in the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro-broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with, well, trenches, almost all of it. I was fishing around for something to hit the wrong button there. Anyway, with Trenches by Pop Evil. October 21st. It's Thursday. Thoroughly confusing Thursday for goddamn sure. It's the 21st day of October 2021. It's 12:03 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029, and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. And of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 58 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're expecting a high of 61 degrees today for the Klamath Basin, and it looks like it's going to rain in the forecast. Hopefully it rains. Any kind of moisture, we'll take it. Snow would be better, but, hopefully we get enough this winter. I don't want another summer like the one we just went through. That was pure hell. Let's see what we're going to do. Well, we're going to jump in with that's what I was yelling down there about. Oh, no, I messed up the come in. But Garland, Attorney General Garland, is testifying today. That's taken over the news, so you got to wonder what kind of duplicity is going on behind the scenes, as they're just, you know, the mainstream propaganda channels, just those fucking hearings, and you hear the same thing over and over and over again. But there were a couple of interesting things. I guess we had reported on it, but anyway, we'll hit some of that when we get back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chilliquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty, and like I said before I came up here, they've got nothing but these stupid ass fucking hearings with this AG about the, you know, bringing the FBI down to the local level to get these people or a threat, these people going. I mean, they're trying to, you know, put the spotlight on parents who figure, you know, because of the COVID doesn't exist fucking crisis and being locked down and having to teach their own children. They actually had to look and see what the kids were being fucking taught. And when they found out, well, they didn't like it. They didn't like critical race theory. They didn't like the goddamn perversions that were being taught to their children. And they've been making a fuss about it, but oh, goddamn. I wonder, you know, what the fuck? Of course they're trying to get a nationwide fucking Stasi, a national Stasi going. And, you know, the union sends a memorandum to the attorney general. And fuck, I mean, within this week, man, they're in every fucking jurisdiction, meeting with the fucking local pigs to see, to discuss how they're going to fucking deal with the goddamn people who are bitching about this curriculum that they're wanting to teach the children, that they've been teaching the children, that people were so wound up in chasing that fucking dollar they didn't even realize what their kids were being taught. But one interesting thing that did come out as I was listening to a little bit of it was that this Garland, Attorney General Garland, you know, his son-in-law is the son of a bitch that sells this goddamn curriculum. Goes around the nations to the schools, the critical race theory, the fucking fagism and the fucking all this fucking horseshit. He sells it. That's his business. So when his business gets threatened, one of the fucking, I don't want to call them senators, or I don't know if it was, I think it was senators, it's supposed to be senators or congressmen, I don't fucking know. But they, you know, they're asking him, about this. And no, there's no conflict of interest there, people. You know, they talk about other instances where they've, sent memos to the Attorney General's office, like the fucking failure to prosecute the people that are fucking invading across the southern border. Has anybody been prosecuted? They get that one line that they use. Well, the memo was for this. The memo, and just keep on fucking, it's an insult. And they should be fucking, held in contempt. If there was a Congress, they'd be held in, or a Senate. I don't know which committee it was. But they should be held in contempt. You answered the goddamn question, you son of a bitch. And this son of a bitch, his son-in-law, is the fucker that's selling this stuff, man. But they talked about how they'd sent memos, asking for the assistance from the federal level for, for the invasion across the border. For the failure to prosecute prosecute these crimes that are being fucking committed right in front of your goddamn face. And there was a couple more they talked about, and months go by and they never even get a reply. But this goddamn union, teachers union shit, and they send the fucking memo in, and fucking right now it's happening. They're all over this fucking, in every jurisdiction right now, fucking setting up their goddamn little teams to spy on you, getting their rat lines together to go after these fucking people at these goddamn school board meetings. And this serves a double purpose because it takes your eyes off the fucking what else is going on in this goddamn country. We've known what they've been teaching the kids because we aren't fucking fools. We fucking, we looked at the curriculum a long time ago. They're teaching them to be fucking perverts. They're teaching little boys to, they should suck little boys' dicks. This is just fucking sick, demented fucking communist shit. This guy is a pure fucking hard-boiled fucking communist. And there's one of these fellows that is questioning, talking about we keep getting further and further towards communism. Well, motherfucker, when do we fight? They've been in our streets. They've told us we're conducting a communist revolution in your fucking country. Now, isn't that the time when you get the goddamn guns out and you start shooting the motherfuckers if you're going to defend what your country is? This is supposed to be a free and individual free republic, but every one of them, democracy this. The AG's job, they say, is to defend the institutions of the democracy. Oh, really? Now, I got to look this up because they talked about it 1790. The Bill of Rights went into effect in December 15, 1791. I think he said a 1790 fucking... some kind of grant of the power they granted themselves to fucking protect the institutions of the fucking government. Well, who are you protecting them from? The fucking people. That's who. They knew what was in that fucking Bill of Rights because it was being ratified. It was going to happen no matter what. So they put this fucking thing that it's a direct violation of the fucking ninth article. It's a power that cannot exist. And that's supposedly what they've been operating under. I got to look it up. I want to read it. See what it says. But at any rate, let's see what we got here on the fucking itinerary here. Angry British protesters chant arrest Bill Gates and murder as he arrives in the UK for a meeting with Boris Johnson and others to discuss a globalist agenda. From tech startups, this was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Hundreds of angry British protesters in London crowded around a car and blocked the road leading to Downing Street. Gates was welcomed by chants of arrest Bill Gates and murderer before his dinner with Boris Johnson on Downing Street. The crowd gathered as former Microsoft CEO arrived in London to attend a Global Britain meeting with Boris Johnson and other major political figures. When did fucking Bill Gates become a political figure? Has he ever even been a fucking, on a city council? But he's a political fucking figure. No, he is a fucking goddamn robber baron who owns the political fucking figures, who fucking buys and sells the fucking political figures. And he's a fucking, he wants to commit genocide on the fucking people of this planet. Now, we were going to put it up last night. We were watching Fucker Carlson, and the last guest he had on. Now this guy, he's a fucking expert science. I mean, fucking Fucker lays out his credentials, you know. And the guy comes up and he's talking about. He says, you know, what his subject matter was that we're experiencing in the last year or so, about 18 months, a fucking alarming, fucking death escalation of the death rate. For the world, like the world death rate of how many people die in the goddamn world. And it's even more concentrated on people from 30 to fucking 40. And this guy's talking about how they're putting the numbers together. And, you know, Fucker's, you know, asking, you know, why do we contribute, you know, the COVID and stuff, whatever. And this is with the lie of COVID figured in, the guy said. This is with your COVID figured in. We're still, he says, and finally the guy says, and I mean, he's kind of looking droopy eyed, and he says, he goes, I know I'm going to get in trouble. You know, if I'm saying this, I know it's taboo, but he goes, it's the vaccines. We believe it's the vaccines. And you know what? We went to get that piece and we were going to put it up on the site, and they cut the motherfucker out. So they are, I mean, they're having an effect on the goddamn world, and it's quite a jump, according to what this gentleman said. And they've got a group of them, you know, and they're going through the fucking numbers and shit right now to fucking show it, you know, world fucking death rate fucking has skyrocketed. And it is really, I mean, it skyrocketed even more. I mean, it's like an outrageous guy. It's like an unexplained phenomenon. Only the guy said it. He goes, I shouldn't say it. He goes, I know I'm not, you know, you say it and you're, but it's the vaccines. It's the vaccines. They are killing the fucking people off, man. And here's this prick over there in Downing Street, that motherfucker, Bill Gates. How does that son of a bitch fucking survive? Gates was welcomed by chance of arrest Bill Gates and murder. I mean, goddamn, you got God, and that's, I mean, he's wanted for fucking, crimes against humanity in Africa for the sterilization of fucking women. That's a fucking murderer! A goddamn international he's like Stalin! Yet, I mean, him and Bezos and fucking, who's that other son of a bitch? I can see Zuckerberg. You know, these fucking oligarchs are putting, I mean, they've decided that we're going to cull the fucking herd of fucking goyim. And I mean, they're fucking doing it, people, right in front of our goddamn faces, violating our fucking rights, violating the fucking law. And we're sitting here fucking watching it happen. Well, let's go on and look some more of this. Footage of Twitter and other social media platforms shows protesters bashing into an incoming car, trying to look through its tinted windows as police fight off the crowd. The protesters crowded around the car and blocked the road leading to Downing Street, the location of the British Prime Minister's residence on Monday evening. More than a dozen of the protesters were seen shouting, come on, guys. Heard shouting, not seen. You don't see something. Well, I guess you could see him shouting, but you couldn't hear it. Heard shouting, arrest Bill Gates, and holding anti-vaccination placards. The protest began late Monday afternoon and grew later into the evening. Former Microsoft CEO was in the UK capital to dine with Prime Minister Boris Johnson, who invited 20 of the most influential business figures in the world to the event to help promote British interests internationally. Who's running the goddamn show here? You think it's governments? Or do you think it's a fucking corporate mafia? How could these fuckers survive otherwise? It's just like the Bushes, you know. They go and you know, asshole Powell died the other day. You know, whoopsie, good deal, you know, fucking good riddance to fucking bad rubbish. But, you know, that son of a bitch, he fucking got to live out the rest of his life after fucking committing genocide on the people in fucking Iraq. He went to the UN and testified under oath about the yellow cake uranium. Always, and they showed a little clip of him saying, well, I was just bad intelligence was given to us. That's what I, you didn't know that, you motherfucker. And then it was found out in the middle of, remember, in the middle of the fucking invasion. I mean, I think they'd already taken fucking, Baghdad. But the bottom line is, in the middle of the invasion, in the middle of the fucking conquering of a fucking nation to take its oil and give to the fucking Jews, it was found out there was no weapons of mass destruction. There was no yellow cake uranium. It was all a fucking lie. Did they just stop and come home? Did they stop bombing the goddamn Iraq? Did they stop killing the Iraqis? Did they stop killing their fucking children? Hell no, they didn't. Well, then, says George Bush Jr., you know, Curious George, the fucking little retard. We're fighting to bring democracy to Iraq. You fuck, I mean, and unbelievable. We harbor fucking war criminals in this goddamn country. We have been for a long fucking time. And so one of these days, you motherfuckers are going to get your comeuppance. It's too bad old Powell died. But you know they try to say he died of COVID, right? And you know, the first time I heard the fucking report, they were talking about he was on his second bout with cancer. He had all this shit wrong. But he'd had the vaccination and still died of fucking COVID. Oh, it's so that COVID, and that is so fucking, it's the fucking end all and be all of fucking excuses. I don't care. Oh, God damn, you know, you fucking, you broke a glass. Oh shit, that's COVID. It's COVID. And I don't give a shit what happens, man. You rear-ended somebody. I'm so, God damn, COVID. All they got to do is fucking say COVID and it means something. COVID-19 is a fucking lie. Everybody that's fucking got a lick of sense that's ever looked into it knows it for goddamn sure. It doesn't exist. It never did exist and no vaccine exists for it. That is fucking, DNA therapy. Platelets of DNA to go in and change your RNA and your fucking, to change your DNA in your body to essentially change who you fucking are. And I mean, it fucking, you know, maybe it makes complicit slaves, but I mean, it's looking like the kill thing. I mean, it made fucking mainstream news last night. I mean, they cut it out real fucking quick. You know, Fox News unafraid and telling the truth. Well, that man got up there and told the fucking truth, and it was cut. We couldn't get a copy of it to fucking put up on the site. But he said it. He said it straight up, and it's a word. He wasn't talking about, he talked a little bit about Europe. He talked a little bit about other places, but he said this is a world phenomenon. No, it ain't no phenomenon. And he would, and that's the way, you know, he knew that too. The guy just fucking, I mean, he looked nervous as a shithouse rat, but fucking, he fucking, you know, he finally goes, well, best we can figure, I'm going to say it. I mean, this ain't going to be popular, and I know it, no, a lot of people are going to like this, but it's the vaccine. So, how many more months until you can't just fucking deny it, until you're tripping over fucking bodies in the goddamn street? I wouldn't vaccinate it. I ain't one of them. All these people are vaccinated. Oh, you unvaccinated people killing the vaccinated people because the vaccine works. I mean, do they even stand back ever and listen to their own fucking retarded arguments? I mean, that's been the fucking thing about vaccines all along. If you've got a vaccine and you think that son of a bitch works, what the fuck do you care if I have a vaccine or not? I can't harm you. You got the vaccine. Remember, it works. But the bottom line is the vaccine, it's killing. It's on. That was the first mention of it on mainstream news. And you, like I said before, when they talk about COVID-19, that doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. And this vaccine that isn't a vaccine, which is a biological fucking kill weapon. When they talk about the biological kill weapon, the so-called vaccine, you know, they got all this fucking shit, man, stuff. My toes fucking are numb or what might have you. Take this and, you know, your ear might fall off and you go blind in one eye. And, they list the whole fucking list of fucking bad side effects that can happen to you if you take this pill. But COVID, with the COVID fucking 19 so-called vaccine, which ain't a vaccine, which is goddamn, it's a DNA treatment. It's made to alter your DNA. There's no mention. And, oh, you need to go get it. I'm a firefighter. I went and got it to protect my friends around. I have to be around people. I got to protect people. I'm doing it. So you're supposed to be this thing, this communist thing, a fucking that's sacrificing for the greater good. Well, that ain't what this goddamn country's about. This country's about individual freedom and liberty. And see, they're trying to fucking, this is how communists, they can't, obviously they can't raise the fucking army. They need to fucking even make an attempt. And, they ain't got no goddamn guns away from nobody. I mean, during these hearings, I mean, when it come around to the, oh fuck man, I don't even talk about Democrats. They are all the same people. There's, you know, the ones playing the part of the fucking opposition. They talk about, oh, the gun violence. It was 10 people were shot in Colorado and we sent you a memo. And with this memo, man, you know when it went out, like a week ago. And not right now in every jurisdiction, they're fucking meeting up with the fucking local law enforcement and what might have you to discuss how they're going to fucking deal with these so-called parents. And that's not what they're fucking doing. They're building a national goddamn Stasi. It's obvious. It's obvious as the nose on your face, and these people that they're putting out front and center, what the hell are they doing yelling some shit at some stupid-ass goddamn school board meeting? I mean, the first place you should have known about this shit a long, long time ago. And then you have the race in Virginia. God, have you heard enough about that yet? It's even Steven, man. The fucking Republican could win the state that fucking Biden won by 10 points and, you know, all of this fucking happy horse shit. But it's all about the same thing, the schools and what's being taught in them. And you know what, you people that are up there fucking, you know, sure as hell, I'd be madder and fuck too if I just found out what my kids, hell, they've been doing this for fucking what, how long, people? 20 years? They've been fucking cramming this if you want to go with the communism, just easing in the thin edge of that thick wedge, you could go back clear to the early 60s when they started infiltrating the fucking schools. I mean, growing up, man, I'm glad I grew up in a place way up in the, I mean, this used to be desolate. It used to be heaven. But I'm glad I grew up here. I mean, I had teachers that fucking told me this shit was going down, man. I mean, like in fourth grade, because, you know, the Vietnam War was just, it ended about when I was in fourth grade. But they taught you. I mean, they actually taught you what communism was, what fascism was, and why we could never allow it, how we kept our freedom and liberty. I mean, they didn't teach us that the goddamn founding fathers were a fraud, that this whole goddamn constitution was a fucking fraud. It's just like this attorney general up there. This son of a bitch cannot exist. He was, that position was created in direct violation of the fucking so-called constitution that their lapdogs had just fucking, see, that's what they're ratifying. You can't make, the way you make law is, you know, it's like the Volstead Act, which was fucking unconstitutional. I mean, I did it myself right there. You listen to it all day and you'll do it. It was a violation of the Bill of Rights because you didn't have to fucking, you'd give the individual due process of the law and show, and, you know, and you didn't have the authority to tell them they couldn't put whatever they fucking cared to in their goddamn body. They've never had that fucking authority. They know it. But at least, like when they, like the Volstead Act, when it went through, I mean, you had to have all the states ratify. That was the part that was supposed, what was supposed to keep the fucking this federal monster, what was supposed to be a limited, little tiny little limited government to bring us all together in case somebody threatened our freedom and liberty. But this is what was put in the Constitution was the fifth article. Before you can have law, they can create all kinds of fucking policy in their little committees all raising their hands. Yeah, this is how we're going to conduct ourselves. But, and as long as they don't come out and fucking, violate the law, they can get away with whatever they're doing as long as it's direct coalition with the law. But to make a law, you have to go and you have this, like the Bill of Rights. It has to be ratified by the several states, by representatives legally elected by the people. You can't get that no fucking more. You got goddamn vote by mail. They were talking, I read an article, I believe it was a week or so ago, talking about the Supreme Court may decide to just remove the Bill of Rights. Oh, you think so? That's what that fucking king thought. And you know what? We had this book. We read some out of it, the Birth of the Bill of Rights. And it talked, and you know, everybody, you know, like when all these fucking so-called patriots when I first started listening to shit 100 years ago, they're talking about, oh yeah, they had rights in the colonies. The people had rights, they had common law rights, common law rights. First thing this book tells you is there were common law rights in the fucking colonies, and they were ignored. They were ignored by the lords because the lords couldn't be held to account by a fucking subject. Get real. And that, people, is what led to the fucking uprising of April 19th, 1775. The people were sick and tired of these motherfuckers, and then the king had handed down the dictate that, hey, you know what, your property belongs to me now. Everything you people have went there and done, it belongs to the king. He gives them my pile, and they still fucking believe it to this day. And the British crown has come across this fucking nation and raped the fucking resources, and they have the piles of fucking gold, and they have mountains of fucking gold, people. But you know that the people of Britain have to pay them a penance every fucking year? They pay them a whole bunch of money just because of the twat they dropped out of. But they got a goddamn hungry person in this country who fucking, you know, worked maybe 10 or 20 fucking years, and then his job was fucking removed by fucking technology or by a fucking illegal alien. And, you know, just the earning pocket, the fucking money devaluated enough that you can't even fucking eat on it. Or else he's working for McDonald's and which is, again, corporate fucking welfare. Who subsidized it? You cannot fucking make a living working at McDonald's. So how do you fucking survive? Well, you get going, you get so much food stamps, you get fucking housing, and that's subsidizing fucking McDonald's, isn't it? Otherwise, they'd have to pay their employees enough until they could fucking take care of themselves and be free. But this is how they take your fucking freedom away, to get you dependent upon them. Dependent upon them for fucking food. Dependent upon them for fucking housing, for heat. Dependent upon them, and see, that's the whole communist scene. It's just like this fucking thing they're fighting about. Oh, should we give $2 trillion? I mean, goddamn, the number a trillion, I mean, it's just so astronomical. It's inconceivable to the average person. It's inconceivable to me. I wouldn't know what, I mean, I'd look up in the sky at the Milky Way and I can figure, man, there's a trillion stars up there. But you know, if you could see what a trillion fucking is, and you know, it started out with a million, man. A million was like, fuck, you know, a million is. If I had $1 million, I'd never have to work my whole fucking life. And this is like when I was a kid, and it was a fucking fact. I mean, that's how much $1 million was worth. And we always use that when we talk about, you know, building the nuclear arsenal. 5.5 trillion of those fucking dollars. Those fucking dollars were worth fucking, one of those dollars was worth 10 of the, I don't even know if 10 would cover it. Think about, I mean, they just keep on doing this whole thing, and people, you know, continue just to fucking chase the money and worry about shit and forget about what's happening right in front of their goddamn eyes. But the money has become fucking worthless. And now they want all these trillions of dollars. We just want, you know, they're talking trillions! How fucking outrageous. You think that, you know, you're fucking, you figure your own fucking budget, your own, your home, you know, you get through paying fucking for your heating, your fucking housing, your fucking food and shit. And man, you might have a few dollars in your pocket, but not anymore. Because that's all that, or else you won't have enough gas to get to goddamn to the grocery store that you can't afford the fucking food at. That is where we're at. And this hyperinflation is coming, man. I mean, within a week, they've gone from, oh, it's just, this ain't no really big deal, and it's not going to last very long. And, you know, it's only talking 5% until they're having to say, well, actually, that's 43%. Actually, that's 50%. And that's what we've seen. We've been seeing it for fucking months and months and months, people, haven't we? But they don't understand that fucking, I guess they don't understand that we drive to the fucking gas station, we put gas in the car, and we go to the fucking grocery store. And we see it with our own fucking eyes, and then we come home, and it's like I've said before, you look outside in the sunshine, they're telling you it's fucking dark. Well, no, it ain't. And we don't have to accept your fucking lies, you thieving motherfuckers. And you are in gross violation of the fucking highest law in this land, which is the fucking Bill of Rights, you know, the fucking ratified law of We the People, ratified December 15, 1791. And it gives us, we have the fucking controlling jurisdictional authority, not the fucking AG, the office created in violation of the very fucking constitution that their lackeys had just put in place. That did not go through Article 5 fucking ratification. They just did it and declared that, well, I mean, if you can, if you're the fucking judge and jury, I guess that there's no fucking check on your fucking power then, is there? But the people, that's why the goddamn common law was, you know, we had the common law, the fucking Bill of Rights. That was to put a check, we were to be the final check on, to make sure that that little thing that we created, we were just limited power. It ain't going to be nothing that can ever hurt you. Fuck, there's nothing in there that could harm you. There's nothing in there that could fucking enslave you. What do you want, a Bill of Rights? You don't need it. But look at it. It can't hurt you, horse shit. Said the anti-federalists, and they fucking outlined it. They showed exactly how they were going to use it, and they have fucking used it exactly like the fucking anti-federalists said they would. And now the time has come where you just go, oh, God damn. Well, we still have that Bill of Rights, people. It's still fucking there. It is the highest law of this land. It says that they cannot create a fucking authority to fucking deny or disparage any of our fucking rights. I mean, the Bill of Rights, they tried to sell it as just, oh, this is just a list of a few of them. No, those are the maximums, and that is the procedure to litigate any fucking right they tried to deny you. You can bring it back to them. So that what's in that fucking Bill of Rights, that is the common law of this goddamn country. That's how you get justice. Yeah, there's not one fucking crime or fucking civil fucking action that cannot be litigated using nothing but the fucking Bill of Rights, the procedures and the maximums therein. At any rate, we'll be back in just a minute.
Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside the darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. With a brave heart, free lover's soul, come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate, break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today. Life is a
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
over your head. If you're batshit crazy and your neck is red, as the dirt on the road where we all grew up, sing something with me if you ain't nothing but, you ain't nothing but, you ain't nothing but.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1240 Pacific Time and that was Kid Rock with Podunk. We listened to there at the break and all the people that they just not accounting for. I mean, angry British protesters chant. Ooh, ouch, that's gotta hurt. But we, you know, we're talking about Bill Gates and, you know, the whole fucking, oligarch fucking, structure. These son of a bitches, I mean, they're talking about political figures. These son of a bitches have never been in fucking politics. I mean, but not to me. It's goddamn it. I mean, we're living a lie because this country's a fucking lie. It is not a goddamn corporation. It never could be a corporation because of the people's fucking law. The people's law, the people's authority says no. I don't care what kind of system you try to push in here. You can't do it because you'd have to violate those fucking laws. And those people that wrote them knew what the fuck they were talking about. Let's see what else we got here. Facebook, U.S. reach $14 million settlement on hiring discrimination claims. $14 million. I mean, that's like a fucking tip to these son of a bitches that are fucking pissing all over us. A handful of son of a bitches that are pissing all over us and in violation of our fucking law. And I mean, fucking blatant fucking treason and sedition. That's all you can fucking call it. You just hold that son of a bitch up in front of you and just watch what they're doing. And you say, oh, they're violating that. They're violating this. They're violating that. Well, of course they are. Because they've already declared war. The ACLU came out and said they declare war on the Bill of Fucking Rights. That should have been enough for people just to fucking rise up in arms right that day. That fucking day went down there and hung them son of a bitches. You do not attack our fucking Bill of Rights. That's what our people fought for and our people did the goddamn fighting like we always have. But social media giant Facebook on Tuesday reached a, this is from UPI by the way. Giant Facebook on Tuesday reached a $14 million settlement with the U.S. government. Oh, you mean the U.S. corporation? Because that's what it fucking is. It ain't no government. It ain't no government over we the people. It has no authority over we the people. It's a Walmart. It's a Kmart. And they're trying to use fucking hired fucking guns to fucking bring us into a state of fucking servitude. And we're not gonna fucking do it. We're not gonna allow it. over accusations it discriminated against American workers in its hiring practices. No! I won't believe that. Not a Facebook, not a Zuckerberg. He wouldn't do that. I mean, America fucking, well, I'm sure he was started out with a grub stake from the fucking CIA. And the fucking, you know, he's one of the fucking, robber barons who thinks he ought to have his own corporate fiefdom and make his own fucking laws. And if he wants to take a little kid and fuck it or do anything he wants, you know, rape your children, rape your fucking, take your land, push you around, shove you down. Well, he won't do it because he ain't got the fucking balls or the fucking brawn. But he can hire somebody to do it because fucking mammon talks, people. Yeah, we've always said this is a war of fucking our numbers against their fucking mammon. But they're pumping the fuck. I always wondered about that. You know, because they were pushing this shit so hard. And there was like, four communists in this whole goddamn country. And they're pushing this shit, they'll call it a civil war. They'll pump fucking your number in a fucking people from other countries and call it a civil war when you try to fucking defend, when people finally wake up and try to drive them out. They're all the civil war. And then if you get the upper hand and start fucking slaughtering them son of a bitches, they'll call it fucking genocide. They'll call it ethnic cleansing. That's why they have to keep pushing this fucking racist bullshit that was pure bullshit. Before all this began, man, I mean, this country had come to its own. I mean, it was come to the point where people were figuring out, you know, hey, well, these fuckers really ain't got no fucking authority over us at all. They're just stealing from us. That's what they're doing. Who in the fuck told them that they could fucking sell our fucking property to China? That belonged to every fucking American national in this country. These huge fucking tracts of lands, oil fields, name it. It belongs to we, the fucking people. It still belongs to us because it was a fraud. The only way you can take anything from an American national is through that due process of the law, and it has to be an individual in their individual capacity filing in the fucking common law court, going through every fucking clause in the fucking procedure. Every fucking one of them. You know, I was looking on Facebook the other day, you know, we put up the mandamus. And somebody, a copyright claim on the fucking eighth article of that thing, you know, so you can't sell this. That's what, you know, it's like putting on it. Fuck you. You don't own the eighth article. Are you claiming you own my program where I sat here and explained it to the fucking people? Fuck you. I couldn't believe it, man. But that, I mean, this is the kind of shit. This is how desperate they are. They are desperate, and that's the sickest ass part of it is they're just fucking, they're doing outrageous things and going to do more outrageous things when they're outnumbered 10,000 to fucking one and we're armed to the fucking teeth. It's just fucking unexplainable. Except for cowardice. Anyway, let's see here. Under separate agreements reached with the Departments of Justice and Labor, Facebook will pay a civil penalty of $4.75 million, a lot of money to you and me. A lifetime of money to the fucking average American who should be living like a Saudi prince if it wasn't for what was being stole by a handful of international corporate mafia thieves, criminals, and thugs. Million to the government and up to $9.5 million to eligible victims of the alleged discrimination. In a lawsuit filed last year by the Trump administration, the company was accused of abusing labor programs such as the Permanent Labor Certification Program, also known as PRIM, to hire temporary H-1B visa holders for high-paying positions. The program allows an employer to hire a foreign worker to work permanently in the United States, provided they certify that there is not sufficient U.S. workers available, willing, qualified, and able to accept the job. Now, see this, all this shit that's going on. I know you old propagandists, you motherfuckers. You don't fool me one goddamn bit. This shit that's going on with this AG right now, you know, over this school boards, you know, school boards across this country. And these are the fucking Trump tards. These are the fucking people who do not fucking know the fucking Bill of Rights. They do not know what's going on. They don't know they're living under the fucking rule of a corporation. They don't know their corporate fucking property. They don't know that a straw man was created upon their fucking birth and where they were killed and reborn as a dead fucking person. I mean, it's insane. They don't have a fucking clue. They're no real danger to the fucking communists and the fascists who are fucking fighting over who will run the fucking goyim population in this goddamn country. But still, you know, they're put front and center. I mean, there's been some real people that stepped up, man, and fucking said, hey, man, you know, like we're doing here. Why won't anybody talk about what we talk about? If we're wrong in what we're saying, and the Bill of Rights is not the supreme fucking ratified law of this fucking country, and it is not the fucking, the procedural due process that says in it is not the fucking controlling fucking jurisdictional authority of we the people, then fucking show me where I'm wrong. Argue it with me. Oh, well, we created this act. Did you really? Was that ratified? I mean, did you put that through the ratification? No. Me and my buddies, we did it like we did the Constitution. We just got all of our fucking clique, our fucking goddamn, what the hell do you call them? You know, these goddamn special fucking people, the ruling class, oligarchs. We just all got together and we voted and we decided that we could have, we're going to take this power. And that's what they're trying to divert our attention from. You see that it built to the point, you know, like where the cops are quitting their fucking jobs. Everybody's quitting their jobs. Fucking Los Alamos, the goddamn top scientists in this country are walking off their fucking jobs because they're not going to take that death jab. They're not going to just let themselves be killed without a fight. But this diversion to make this just look, this is the big problem here. I mean, they did ask some questions like, why aren't you prosecuting the crimes that are being committed in crossing this fucking border? It's a fucking crime. Is it a crime? Yes, it's a crime. It's just a misdemeanor, but it's a federal misdemeanor. You see, and you're supposed to fucking prosecute those. You're not prosecuting anybody. Have you prosecuted? They asked the question, how many people have you prosecuted since you've gone into office? I think the guy's been there 3 months. I can't give you that number. I just don't know. The memo, and he starts, and I mean, this is a total different subject matter. And every time the guy gets caught fucking, you know, he can't answer a question, he just starts, it's the same fucking shit that flows out of his mouth. The memo was meant to let the unions know and the teachers know and public servants and what, and they say the AG, I mean, the one said it, isn't it, this is one of their fucking clones, this is one of the fucking lefty commies, a Bolshevik, a fucking Marxist. But the AG is put in place to protect the institutions of this democracy. I got news for you, son of a bitch, this is not a democracy. The very idea that it is a fucking fraud, and the fraud, it doesn't go away. There's no statute of limitations on a fraud. It doesn't become a fait accompli. Once the fraud is fucking discovered and the fraud is fucking attacked, I don't care how fucking long it takes. The fraud goes down. Fraud's fraud. But the fact, that's what the AG is there for, the Attorney General's Office, the whole goddamn system set up to protect the institutions of the democracy. This is not a democracy, you motherfuckers. You've unlawfully created a corporation in direct violation of the 9th article, and hence the whole fucking package of the fucking ratified law of December 15, 1791. You have created the 14th fucking amendment, which is a blatant violation of the fucking ratified fucking law of we the people. You are criminals. And you're easily, it ain't like it would be something hard to prove. A big stack of fucking papers as big as, you know, 4 feet high and, you know, 20 fucking law firms going in there. No, one fucking person can walk right in there and fucking show them. Here it is. Is this fucking law? Here's where it was ratified. This is from the Library of Congress. Here's the ratification papers. Is that ratified absolute fucking law? Yes, it is. Can any goddamn policy of any corporation fucking violate that law? No, it cannot. Can any individual violate that law? No, they cannot. Even in your individual, they try to act like that was made to keep the government in check. Well, it was, but it was also made to be our fucking law, our autonomy, our right to fucking rule ourselves. Because it contained all the elements so that we could have hold common law court. And have a verdict from a common law jury which is the highest fucking authority in this goddamn country. We the fucking people. We the people. We're the ones that conquered this son of a bitch. But a handful of these fucking oligarchs, these goddamn aristocrats. They see they're the ones that hijacked that fucking uprising that we the people fucking started and create these fucking, oh, by the Booger Act, you have to cut one of your pant legs off and you walk around like that by the Booger Act. We did the Booger Act last week. All of us voted on it. Do not represent the people. The fucking election fucking system, it cannot exist because it's a corporate fucking election system, and the corporate, and reason they can't exist is because the corporation can't exist because it was created in violation of the fucking law. You cannot create any kind of fucking authority that denies or disparages the rights of we the people, and they're spelled out real fucking clear. Just like this asset forfeiture thing, I can always come back to that. No person shall be denied of life, liberty, or property without due process of the law. They just took $43,000 from a guy on the side of the fucking road. No fucking charges. Took his fucking money. Fucking highway robbery, people. And they're not denying it. I mean, they're getting to the point to where they're fucking bragging about it. But all of this shit that we're watching on the stupid box right now with these fucking congressional hearings on this fucking know-nothing fucking bullshit, because the bottom line is, the people can fucking fire that goddamn, they can get rid of that goddamn teacher, fucking, what the hell they call him, school board. They can, I mean, that's, you voted those fuckers in. They went and they told you a fucking, you read a little pamphlet of, well, I'm a Republican. And it says that this guy's a Republican, and I love Trump. It says Trump's gonna save us. And you push that button and you voted straight fucking Republican. You didn't know you was voting for some son of a bitch that was gonna teach your little 14-year-old boy to suck another little 14-year-old boy's dick, did ya? You didn't know that you were voting for fucking critical race theory to turn the people against one another and tell us that we're shit and our country's shit. Well, you want your shit country rise up and fucking toast your fucking ass. And back to the Chinese who fucking, you know, they, I guess they did another test with their fucking supersonic rocket. And yeah, I know you keep, and they keep, well, the world's gotta know that, mutual assured destruction, that includes us too. Your fucking destruction is absolute chink. You gook motherfucker. I'm talking to you, the head premier. You piece of fucking dog shit. We can destroy this whole fucking planet if you want to, buddy. But you are not gonna rule over this a fucking American. And the American people are not gonna, the true American nationals will never, ever let you fucking rule over them. And you're gonna get your fucking shit out of our country, or we're gonna unleash on your fucking ass. We'll wipe your fucking species from this goddamn planet. Along with your fucking Jew buddies. That's what's about to happen to your ass. Just keep your nose up in the fucking air, motherfucker, and keep running your mouth. You think we're gonna fucking forget? You think when this breaks, I know you will, you're gonna try and make a move, man. Once the people, the American nationals who bought the son of a bitch, have control of that nuclear arsenal again, you better back the fuck off. Because we're not gun polishers. We'll push that fucking button in a fucking New York second, buddy. You fat little fuck you. Who fucks your old lady for you? You probably got a fucking harem of them. That somebody has to do it for you, because you ain't got no fucking balls, you punk. Don't threaten our people. We'll wipe your ass off this fucking planet. And the only reason that China ever became a threat to us was fucking orchestrated by the goddamn Zionist Jews. Plain and simple. That cocksucker Truman. MacArthur had him whipped. I mean, he was conquering mainland China. They could have never been a threat to us. The fucking Soviet Union could have never been a threat to us. Except that we paid to build their fucking, they got the goddamn nuclear fucking secrets as we were, before the people in America couldn't know about none of this. That's just like everything else. You know, there are goddamn people, foreigners, that know what's going on in, you know, behind the scenes in your fucking government. Like the one, Major Jordan was talking about, the guy over, you know, yeah, some American, I may have been him, was, you know, over there in, Soviet Union. And a person on the fucking train's talking to him about the nuclear bomb and where we're at and fucking developing it. And we the people weren't supposed to know anything about that. But it was common knowledge over there, and they were handing the technology over to them son of a bitches to create a fucking threat that could destroy us. Because they hate, you know, they talk about the goddamn Arabs and these third world fuckers hating us because of what we have. No, these are the fucking oligarchs that hate us because we'll look them right square in the fucking eyes. I don't bend a knee to you, you motherfucker. You ain't got no goddamn spine. You have to have somebody else do your fucking fighting for you. I'll fucking do my own fighting with you right fucking now. That's the fucking difference. That's the fucking bitch in their fucking hitch in their fucking get along. Like that fat little fuck sitting over there on that British fucking throne. They want you to fucking, they want to have fucking some kind of, like, royalty. Royalty. I'll show you fucking royalty. You'll get a royal fucking hanging. Or a royal fucking beheading. You motherfuckers, you keep pushing. That's all I can tell you. Just keep on fucking pushing. It's gonna fucking happen. It can't not happen. It's just how, when is it, what's it gonna take for the American fucking men in this fucking country to finally get their nuts pumped up enough to say no? All we'd really have to do is just as a nation just fucking get those guns out. But you got, I tell you what, you don't never pull a fucking gun unless you're ready to use that son of a bitch. Because your enemy will take it away from you and use it on you. Because you didn't have the fucking balls to use it. But when you got the, if everybody stood up and they had the goddamn balls to use them guns and just walked out and just said no, that'd be the fucking end to it. Get, and tell them, get out. You're fucking fired. Get the fuck out of this country. Everybody who's gone along with this, you fucking Judeo-Christian son of a bitches, you fucking Tory militia motherfuckers, all of you, get the fuck out of here. We're going to kill you right now. They would fucking run. And they're fucking running. I mean, they're running scared right now. That's why they're hurrying this shit so fast. That's why it's coming out. That's why it's going to fucking piss people off quicker. But they try to concentrate on these fucking school board meetings. You ain't seen shit. If you think that's a fucking fight, you think that's even an argument, you ain't lived in my goddamn world. You ain't lived in the fucking jungle. That's just a bunch of fucking yuppies out there fucking pissing and moaning because they finally figured out what their kids were being taught. They're nothing. Or they fucking would learn the goddamn law and we'll hire an attorney, oh, will ya? Well, he works for the same son of a bitch that works for that guy's the attorney general's son-in-law who sells that fucking trash to the fucking schools, okay? You're fucked. You know what? You're going to have to fucking fight, yuppie. You're going to have to get your goddamn nice, clean fucking shirt dirty because you're going down on the goddamn ground, boy. You're going to find out what it's like to fucking scuffle in the fucking streets. You're going to find out what it's like to fucking... You'll either beat the shit out of the motherfucker you're fighting or he'll beat the shit out of you. I promise you that. Anyway, enough of this nonsense for the day. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, just look at this shit. I mean, this is a diversion. They're trying to get you to... See, they've already done all these unlawful fucking goddamn mandates and fucking all these unlawful orders. They told you from the beginning they were fucking unlawful. And now they're kind of got like a hold on it because the people are right at the edge of just fucking just fuck you. You ain't going to do it. And they found this teachers meeting thing so they could divert attention away. But as they divert attention away, these fuckers haven't been arrested yet. None of these, I mean, they were talking about things like fucking, oh, Trumpy this and the other ones come back with that. And then you got Hillary Clinton. I committed goddamn fucking god, shit, espionage, treason, blatantly right in your fucking face. And they're showing you that there's no law for them. Their dictate is your fucking law. They dictate your life to you. But they have no there's no law that binds them. There's no law there's no chains that are holding them. You got to take them fucking chains. You got to wrap them cocksuckers back up in them. And then you can throw them in a fucking fire because we never did need that federal fucking government. We never needed them, people. We did the fucking fighting, and most of the time we did it starving because they were the ones that were bickering over who was going to have to spend fucking the money to give the goddamn troops in the field that were doing the fucking fighting and dying some goddamn food. The Indians had to bring food to the goddamn Continental troops. Because those sorry son of a bitches were sitting back eating caviar and doing business, still doing business with the king. They were supplying both fucking sides back then, guys. And when it was all over, who ended up, well, of course, we're the government. Really? When the fuck, when was that election? What fucking engagement was I in? Was it the bullpens? Was it Bunker Hill? Where was I at when you fucking voted on that? I don't think you're shit. I think you're just a fucking handful, and I think we've about had enough of your asses, and that is the word from the trenches.